by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 29th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of Jerry Seinfeld, born in Brooklyn, 1954, the stand-up comedian who developed the TV show Seinfeld, for which there were two rules for every episode, no hugging and no learning. It's the birthday of the poet C.P. Gavafi, born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1863. His parents were Greek. He wrote his poetry in Greek, but he lived in Egypt almost his entire life. Lived with his mother until he was 36 in an apartment just above a brothel across the street from a church and a hospital. His friend E.M. Forster called Gavafi a Greek gentleman in a straw hat standing absolutely motionless at a slight angle to the universe. It's the birthday of the editor Robert Gottlieb, born in New York City, 1931, who as a child would read three or four books every day, read for 16 hours at a time, read War and Peace in one day, read Marcel Proust's Remembrance of Things Past in less than a week, went to work for Simon & Schuster, and at the age of 26, he became one of the best-known editors of the country when he edited Joseph Heller's Catch-22. The original title was Catch 18. Gottlieb suggested they add 4 to it. It's the birthday of Duke Ellington, Edward Kennedy Ellington, born Washington, D.C., 1899. First piece of music he wrote was the Soda Fountain Rag in 1915. He'd worked as a soda jerk for a time. When he first started playing with the band at society balls, they would play Soda Fountain Rag over and over again, first as a one-step, then a two-step, then a waltz, then a tango, then a foxtrot. Moved to New York and became one of the originators of big band jazz, a band of 14 musicians. Duke Ellington, who said, "I live a life of primitivity with the mind of a child and an unquenchable thirst for sharps and flats." It was on this day in 1983 Harold Washington was sworn in as the first black mayor of Chicago. He'd served in Congress representing a black district on the south side of Chicago, won the Democratic primary, and then faced stiff opposition from a Republican candidate, Buddy Epton, whose campaign slogan was "Epton before it's too late." Washington won the general election by just over 40,000 votes, spent his first term fighting against members of his own party and the Chicago machine who tried to eliminate the mayor's power. But he became the first mayor of Chicago to treat all the wards of the city equally and provide municipal services not just to his supporters but to all the citizens. Became a kind of folk hero. When he ran for re-election in 1987, he got more than 99% of the black vote, died of a heart attack a few months after the start of his second term. Here's a poem for today by Francette Cerulli entitled Reliving History. This must have been what it was like the summer before the Great War. Quiet towns just like this, men and women riding their bicycles through the streets. After dinner, no sound except their pedaling and the squeaking of their seats under them. The wet metal sound of grass being cut, always behind houses, out of sight. All human voices murmuring or far away, the pink and red zinnias blazing out at them in that moment before dark, the mix of the first wood smoke and the last apples, so sharp and sweet you could weep. Reliving History, a poem by Francette Cerulli, from her collection The Spirits Need to Eat, published by Nine Patch Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.